hey, you could use an extra $1,000, right? Make sure you're listening in the 7 o'clock hour. We've got a chance for you to do exactly that and win $1,000 in our 5K a day on 760 WJR. 7 o'clock hour, keep listening, and we'll give you that opportunity.
The United Auto Workers, once again, under a harsh spotlight. Two top officials responsible for ethics and compliance have recently left their posts. Vacancies that come as the union remains under federal oversight following a major corruption scandal, and a court-appointed monitor is already investigating UAW President Sean Fain's leadership and is expected to issue another report in the coming months, raising fresh questions about transparency and accountability inside the union. It's the subject of today's Mobility Makers, brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. And joining us to help make sense of what these departures mean for the UAW's future is Merrick Masters, Management Professor Emeritus at Wayne State University and longtime observer of the labor movement. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
So how would you describe the significance of these recent ethics and compliance departures within the UAW?
I think in conjunction with the monitor's most recent report, which raised questions about Sean Fain's management style and actions, it's very significant. And it suggests that there are concerns that the monitors have about the integrity of the union's commitment to compliance under the consent decree. And so I think it makes it all the more interesting to see what the monitor is going to report in his next report about what he finds about Sean Fain's conduct and what he might recommend in terms of action to take in that regard.
According to the Detroit News, these top two folks who were overseeing compliance left for personal reasons, but is that a coincidence?
Well, I mean, it could be a coincidence, but the timing raises questions. And moreover, with these positions, as far as I know, still being vacant, it raises questions as to what the mechanism is going to be for selecting people to succeed them. I think that the monitor is going to have to, given the serious questions that were raised about the compliance director's report that led to the stripping of Secretary Tucker Mock's duties in 2024, that he's going to have to get to the bottom of this and find out just exactly why she is leaving and whether or not her role in that played a role in her deciding to leave the organization.
So then what are the more broader kind of implications for what's happening now? I mean, you've got Neil Barofsky, the court-appointed watchdog in this case, is bringing up these investigative questions. What does this mean for the future governance of the UAW and the credibility? I mean, they're trying to expand all around the country.
Yes, I would say that you could look at it in three buckets. First is, what's going to happen to Sean Fain? What's the monitor going to decide in terms of whether action needs to be taken against him? And also, with regard to Sean Fain, what's going to happen? Are the locals that passed the first resolutions to establish a trial committee going to be able to do that again and institute that process so that there would be a trial within the union of Sean Fain? The second is, what impact is it going to have on his viability as a candidate in the 2026 election? So far, I don't think anybody has emerged, but I know people are looking for a viable alternative. And I think that a negative report from the monitor would stimulate that effort. And the third is that, how's Sean Fain going to react to it? And I think he tipped his hand a little bit in that when he recently said that he's going to adopt a very militant approach in the 2028 negotiations and seek for the restoration of retiree benefits and defined pension plans.
Speaking with Merrick Masters, Management Professor Emeritus at Wayne State University, you know, from a management's perspective, Professor, what message does it send to rank-and-file members when the very people that are tasked with keeping leadership in check are not there anymore?
Well, it suggests that there is a lot of serious concern about whether the individuals there are up to the management tasks. It also suggests that there's a steep learning curve. A lot of people came into office without much experience, and it takes time to get acquainted with procedures, particularly when you're undergoing the scrutiny of a monitor and things are changing rapidly. So I think a lot of reason for concern about this going forward, and membership has a right to be concerned about whether their union is demonstrating the kind of commitment to transparency and democracy that Sean Fain ran on in 2022-2023.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how he was in the news every day during that stand-up strike era and how we were talking about the UAW so much more.
How effective he was.
And how effective he was, sure. And now it's kind of like a lot's going on behind the scenes, but it's not main headlines anymore.
Well, I think that, you know, his leadership, something's been taken, a lot of wind has been taken out of his leadership. And there are questions now, serious questions about the propriety of some of his actions. I'm not prejudging any of those, but they are serious questions. The monitor has raised them. I'm certain that all of these developments will feed into his next report, which will make that all the more important in determining the fate of Sean Fain.
How airtight does Borofsky's case need to be here for whatever future actions could be taken?
Well, I think it doesn't need to be as airtight as it would if you were going before a court of law. I think what they're basically saying is, did he live up to the terms of the consent decree? And it's important to remember what the monitor concluded in his report based on investigation of the charges against Sean Fain or against Mock. The monitor found that Fain falsely accused Mock of financial misconduct and subjected her to retaliatory action and improperly stripped her of her duties. These are very serious charges. And he also condemned the special compliance director's performance during the report that was made to the International Executive Board that led to these actions against Mock. So therefore, I think you have not only Fain being to a lot of suspicion in regard to how this was conducted, but also the monitor that's supposed to be an independent review. And then you have the ethics officer departing on top of that. It just creates a appearance that there's a serious problem in management. And I can only imagine how tense it is to be working at the UAW now with the conflict between the secretary treasurer and the president, between the conflict of an international vice president. And you also have a regional director still under investigation for alleged financial mispractices.
Merrick Masters, management professor emeritus of Wayne State. We appreciate you always coming on and giving us your insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me this morning. Take care and have a good day.
You as well. Coming up, do we have a peace deal to end the war in Gaza? That's next at 6:49.